So my grandma, you know, was born in Virginia, then lived in California for a while, then went back to Delaware, and she had opportunity to have a great career in the field that she chose, but my mom's biological father, that was the father of, you know, the four kids my grandma had, was a tool. He left them. So my grandma was working three or four jobs just to barely keep the lights on and barely keep food on the table. And I remember my mom telling me those stories and seeing my mom and how hard, you know, she fought and how dedicated she was to her career. And after my parents split, you know, she kept things going for a while, and she always managed to keep a roof over her head. I remember one time, I know it now, but as a kid I didn't know. My mom was like, hey, we're going to camp out in the living room for a few days. I was like, all right, cool. So, like, we built, like, a little fort, me, her, and my sister, Christy. We had a cooler, and she had, like, sandwich meat and stuff in there. And I noticed for, like, 2 days the garage door was open. But I found out when I got older, she found out the electricity was about to get cut off. And it was during the summer. So luckily, you know, it was still warm. We go out play during the day, and she left the garage door open so she can get the van in and out of the garage. And we thinking life is good and we just camping out. You know what I mean? But hearing stories like that about, you know, my mom and my grandma and their strength just showed me, you know, I have no excuse to quit anything, to not keep going.